This episode of The Ramen Noodle is brought to you in part by GoToMeeting with HD Faces and by OS 10 Mountain Lion. It's whatever that means to, you know, computers. It's supposed to make computers a lot more. Or maybe it's more like a... Or a
oh, okay.
There we go.
We got it. We've got it. Understood.
It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 116.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
Hold on, I'm just cleaning off my microphone here after all of that spit and stubble and phlegm that got in my microphone.
Ew.
Welcome back to the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast, where we share seasoning packets of comedy to flavor your day. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
And I'm Jenny.
And Jeremy isn't with us again. And we would love to know why you think he is not with us.
Maybe he's playing a game of Where's Waldo, except we're asking where's Fleon?
I think he went on a date with Carmen Sandiego.
That would be awesome. They would never be able to find their kids.
Tell us where you think Fleegon or Jeremy is. By, you can tweet to us. You can leave a comment on the show notes over at cleancomedypodcast.com/116. Or you can email us feedback at cleancomedypodcast.com. J.D. Sutter had his own theory about where Jeremy is. He said, "My theory about the absence of Jeremy is that evil Fleegon finally caught up to him and kidnapped him."
We haven't heard from evil Fleegon in forever.
I know, and that makes me a little worried.
Oh, dear.
Because the evil Fleegon is the evil side of the Fleegon.
Wait, wouldn't we be hearing something like ransom related if evil Fleegon had taken our nice Fleegon?
From whom would the ransom come?
We come from evil Fleegon.
Are you sure? Or would it be Fleegon holding evil Fleegon captive? Because we haven't heard from evil Fleegon in a while. Maybe Fleegon...
That's so backwards.
No, wait. Maybe Fleegon is holding Sergeant Packet captive, and evil Fleegon is holding Fleegon captive, who's holding Sergeant Packet captive.
That's so meta.
You making a geek joke, Jenny, makes me proud.
I don't really understand what I'm saying when I say that. I just say it because you like it. All I know is meta means like layers and like shelves.
It's like
stuff.
An onion. It's not like a cake. It's got layers.
It's like parfait.
Just for anyone who's new to the show and hasn't figured this out, Jenny is my beloved wife, as opposed to my hated wife.
She's you have one of those too?
No, I don't actually.
Or is it like some days you wake up next to evil Jenny, and some days you wake up next to nice beloved Jenny.
If I could imitate the evil Fleegon voice, I would do it trying to imitate your voice.
Maybe I should wake up some days like that. Just be like sideways, backward, whatever.
Evil Jenny,
future, sideways, evil Jenny. Total well, power.
I do have the theme. No, I've removed it. That's how far gone evil Fleegon is. No. Is that he's not even on the soundboard anymore.
We've got to solve this mystery.
Yeah, that is
why
terrible.
Is Jeremy gone and where did he go?
Yes. So please send your ideas to feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call 903-231-2221. And you can use that information for sending any other funnies stuff to us. Before we get on to the funny stuff that we've got to share today, I gotta tell you about our sponsor. I get to tell you about our sponsor, GoToMeeting by Citrix. See, this is the summertime, which means it's hot, which for some reason people like to go outside when it's hot, and they like to go places when it's hot, like places that are even hotter and places where it's impossible to have a meeting with them because it's not where you are and you're not where they are. Now, you might wish you were with them, but they probably don't wish they were with you. But you still have to have these meetings in order to get stuff done. So that's why I recommend that you use GoToMeeting, which with HD Faces. It lets you meet face-to-face with your clients, colleagues, coworkers, compadres, kiddos, whoever, in an online meeting. So they could even be on the beach with their iPad. Really easy. They just download the app from the iTunes store, and it's a free app for them. They could be using their iPad, join your online meeting, and you could get stuff done even though your clients, colleagues, coworkers, compadres, whatever, are somewhere else. GoToMeeting is awesome. I like it because it's super easy and really innovative, or innovative, as our British friends would say. You can call in on the phone, you can host the meeting through your computer, chat room, share your screen, so much more. It is awesome. Our listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Don't you love free stuff? I do. Don't wait. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and use the promo code PODCAST. Be sure to use the promo code PODCAST. Thank you, Citrix, for your support. And now it's time for this. Or, in other words, funny stuff that happened within the last week or so. It's been 2 weeks since we did the ramen noodle episode.
We should have oogles of stories.
Oogles?
Oogles.
Oogles of stories.
Oogles.
Well, something that happened a couple weeks ago on 4th of July was I injured my foot. And this was not in some heroic masculine way. Back when I was a regular going to karate, it would always be kind of this badge of honor to have some kind of an injury. During my black belt test, I got a black eye, and I was proud of that black eye. It grossed out all of the kids in my Sunday school class, but I was the kids that were my students, not I went to a kid's Sunday school class.
Good.
But it's a badge of honor to have a kind of injury like that, or to be limping from something, or a cast of some sort, because people can ask, oh, Daniel, how'd you do that? Did you fall getting out of your chair or anything like that? It's like, no, I was in a fight and I had the guy around the neck and then he yanked my arm. Or it could be, yeah, I left my guard down and let a punch come in, but I really gave it back to the guy. You know, those are cool injuries to be proud of. Badges of honor. That's not the case with my foot.
Nope.
I wasn't defending some weak, helpless old woman as she crossed the street. I wasn't fighting in a tournament to the death. I wasn't helping someone else earn their black belt. I wasn't even trying to shop at the local Walmart. I was swimming. Yeah. Well, actually, I didn't even swim yet because I hadn't come out of the water. I jumped into the water, and apparently I have a very aerodynamic butt because I went straight through the water, straight to the bottom of the pool.
Episode title, I have a very aerodynamic butt. I'm writing that one down.
I went straight to the bottom of the pool and hit my foot hard on the bottom. And it was the side of my foot and fractured it. I was worried that maybe it was even broken that night, which would have been a great sympathy pain because my mom recently broke her foot.
Yeah. Like, we went to go see her and then you hurt your foot.
It's like, I can't stand all the attention being on someone else. Quick, gotta break my foot. I know, I'll jump in a pool of water that would seem like it would pad my fall, but instead, no, my aerodynamic butt gets me in trouble once again.
Or would it be a hydrodynamic butt?
I don't think there's such a thing as hydrodynamic.
Like it glides, through the water nicely.
A-E-R-O.
Yeah, air. Air.
No, not A-I-R. Like aerodynamic. When I was a kid, aerodynamic was a word I loved saying because I loved spaceships or cool looking spaceships.
I can just see it right now. It's so aerodynamic. look. I love it.
I would make little things out of like little airplanes.
Look
out
at
of
my Legos. They're so aerodynamic.
And yes, I would say that. I would say, look, this ship is so aerodynamic. I made it really aerodynamic. I'm the aerodynamic dude. All
right,
man.
Stupid question here. That means it glides through the air really nicely, right?
It basically, yeah.
Okay.
It glides through. It's designed to cut through.
Got it. So like hydrodynamic, that would be it cuts through the water really well, right?
No.
Hydrodynamic.
I calling my butt anything hydro just doesn't sound right.
You were jumping into the pool butt first. Mm-hmm. So it just makes sense that your butt sliced through the water and and you hurt your foot that way.
Ouch. Yeah. And being the man that I am, I didn't go have it checked for 2 weeks. Because I just thought, it's bruised. It'll go away. And then we go have it checked and he says, yeah, it's fractured. What do I need to do about it? Nothing. It'll go away. Yeah, so I was right.
He toughed it out for 2 weeks, limping and putting ice on it. And I sentenced you to the chair with your iPad one day. Didn't I? He was just not taking care of it. So I was like, go, put it up. Yeah. Sit in the chair. Play games on your iPad. Do it now.
It was torture, man. Have you ever been forced to play games on an iPad? By the way, friend me on Game Center, Daniel J. Lewis. On iPad.
I thought you would have some cool name like Maverick Hawk or something.
That's taken. I'm surprised how many people have that taken. Maverick or Maverick Hawk.
Maverick Hawk.
Maverick J. Hawk sometimes isn't taken. I used to also be in this phase where I loved middle names. I was writing a fictional story about... Guess what? An aerodynamic airplane.
Aerodynamic airplane. And
all of the characters in this story had middle names. It was Maverick Jason Hawk, and there was James Philip Ryan.
I would do that too. Like, I used to draw people, and I would name them. I couldn't finish the drawing until they had their name written next to their you know, person.
But
to
in
their
my
head,
story,
whatever.
Everyone introduced themselves with their middle name.
That's funny.
Yeah, so that's my, what was that? Random noodle update? Jenny, what's your random noodle update?
I'm going to discuss our mutual friend, the frog rag.
Frog rag!
This week, I have purposefully not used the frog rag, just to see how long it would take Daniel. Okay, first I have to actually tell them what the frog rag is, don't I?
Yeah.
I have brought very few things into this marriage, and among them was this random washcloth that had kind of a hard, scratchy frog patch on it. Like, it's just a green frog, and it's sewn on there, and it's not pleasant to wipe your face with it, but it doesn't take up the whole rag, so... I deal with it most of the time. I face the frog. And Daniel has something against this rag, this particular rag with a frog on it. And this week, I have made it a point not to use the frog rag. And every time I open the towel closet... That rag is on the top of the pile, and the pile is getting shorter.
I was wondering, we've done this before. Like, I would move the rag to the side.
Oh, he used to throw it and, like, you used to toss it, and it would be all unfolded. And
It'd be like I pull it out of the closet and be like, frog rag, and then throw it back in the closet.
Ribbit. Come on, frog rag needs some love.
Rip it.
You don't use my frog rag I brought for this into this marriage. I'm so hurt.
It's just
weird. If you didn't like my frog rag, Why did you marry me?
I didn't know you had a frog rag. This didn't come up in marital counseling.
No, I don't even know where I got that thing from. I mean,
the pink jogging pants thing came up in counseling, but not the frog rag.
Actually, I think I got that rag from Michigan. Random.
Wow, the entire state gave it to you?
Yeah, the entire state gave me that frog rag. I am going to make sure that picture gets into our show notes so you guys can enjoy the frogginess of my rag.
Yep, it will be there over at cleancomedypodcast.com/116.
Top of the stack, as usual. Never getting used.
I wonder if we could go through that entire stack of washcloths without using it.
Probably.
Or maybe I'll just throw it straight in to the clothes hamper.
No, it's clean. You have to use it.
How would you feel rubbing a frog all over your face?
I have done it several times.
Whoa. Hold on. I just realized something. I grew up as a little boy. I should like the frog rag.
You should.
I'm going to use the frog rag next time.
Do it.
I will rub a frog all over my face.
Yeah. Like a man.
A real frog.
A real frog.
Yeah. Occasionally they get into our pool.
Do they?
Yeah, sometimes. Well,
I haven't seen any this year, actually. We did have a big one in our pool for a while.
Yeah. That was cool.
Big toad.
And then he got out somehow. I don't know how.
He probably jumped in the skimmer and then maneuvered himself up to the side. And
he then maneuvered himself.
Or I could have used the ladder. That would have been easiest.
Yeah, true. Well, check out this picture over at cleancomedypodcast.com/116. My brain just instantly went through every podcast website that we have. I was about to say the Audacity, and then I was about to say, no, are you just, no, it's a once, but no. Oh, yeah, Clean Comedy Podcast. That happens, having so many podcasts. Well, now it's time for your funny stories from you, our dear listener.
Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
In the chat room, they're suggesting that maybe Jeremy is the frog rag.
Somebody needs to come and kiss the frog rag.
Well, Mary is the one who suggested we need someone to kiss him.
Yes. Someone come kiss our frog rag so we can have Flea gone back. Rabbit.
Please mail a kiss to P.O. Box 739.
Oh, I can see how that will happen. Someone's going to send us an envelope with a kissed piece of paper in it.
Burlington, Kentucky, 41005. And what would be great, don't tell Jeremy this because he probably won't hear this for a couple weeks. What would be great is address the kiss to Jeremy LaFrog.
Jeremy LaFrog, ribbit, ribbit.
Yeah, any kind of kiss. Hershey's kiss.
Any kind of kiss. Quiche?
No, so not I a quiche. Send him some quiche. I don't want a quiche.
Daniel doesn't like quiche.
No, it's disgusting. It's like rubbing a frog all over your face.
It's like vegetable pie. It's yummy.
We got an email from Kibble Muffin.
That's a cute name.
I guess sister of Kibbles and Bits.
Kibble Muffin.
It says, hello, guys!
Whoa.
I just wanted to thank you. Hey there. I just wanted to thank you. I know it's crazy.
Listeners, stop typing in all caps. Daniel actually reads it in all caps. So if you want Daniel to yell, type in all caps.
Next email we get is going to be in all caps.
Oh, no.
Kibble Muffin says, I recently had to have some small surgery. It wasn't very serious, but it was my first ever, so I was extremely nervous. The only thing that calmed me down was listening to your podcast.
All right.
Thank you guys so much for being so awesome. You're welcome. Anytime. We're happy to be awesome anytime.
I hope the surgery went well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hope, you know, whatever they had to remove went well.
Awkward.
And then in parentheses, it says, if you find this a little too gross / weird / awesome, You don't have to share it with anyone. Well, it would be kind of an insult to say it's not too awesome to share.
It's awesome, yeah. But we shared it.
But not too awesome. So it's like there's too awesome and then there's...
We'll just say it's awesome and say that we shared it anyway because it was awesome.
Something slightly funny did come out of this. The surgery was...
I'm picturing like her being open on the table and something funny pops out.
It's like a little barrel full of monkeys come out.
They would sound like, ooh, it would sound like chickens. Yeah. Sound like,
have you ever seen little monkeys come out of someone's body?
No,
Could sound like that.
Oh my goodness.
I'm just full of monkeys. What did I eat last night?
Just four monkeys. I'm writing that one down too.
I wasn't supposed to, I skipped something. Something slightly funny did come out of this. The surgery was a skin graft on the front of my bottom gums.
Oh, sorry. Ew. I have to stop laughing now.
They did a little bar graph on the bottom of the gums. Anyway. I wasn't supposed to brush down there, so it became covered in bacteria and stuff. I was told to stretch my lip every now and then, and when I do so, I realized it smelled bad. After a while, I realized that it smelled like farts.
Oh no!
From then on, I referred to it as the fart lip.
The fart lip.
From Kibble Muffin.
Kibble Muffin, I feel for you.
I hope the little something funny doesn't keep coming out, though.
Because we just found out it was farts. Coming out your lip.
Oh. Hey, now we know why some people are great at making that noise with their mouths.
They've got fart lips.
Almost sounds like it could be the name of a perfume or a lipstick.
I wouldn't wear that fart lips.
It should be in Monsters University, the new movie that's coming out.
Oh, like, is that Monsters, Inc.?
Yeah,
it's the new movie.
It's like Monsters, Inc. Zero. Two?
Oh.
Well, it's a prequel to Monsters, Inc.
Awesome.
And it's when they're in college. So they could have...
Fart lip.
Yeah, fart lip lipstick.
For the ladies who want their lips to smell... Like farts.
Attract the monster of a man you want. Get fart lip today.
Oh.
This came in from Tim saying, so I was listening to a bunch of your old podcasts and I do in fact play Minecraft.
Minecraft.
And the subject of this was, I'm not the only one.
How was that spelled?
I don't know, but I was implying that maybe... Tim is going through puberty.
Yay, Tim. You play Minecraft, not you're going through puberty.
Hooray for growing up. Hooray for awkward voices. I'm going to my room.
Oh, gosh. Swear to me.
I'm glad I'm not the only person who plays Portal 2 and who watches Doctor Who and Lost. So anyway, this is my story. While I was listening to the podcast while eating ramen noodles, And so while I was swallowing a bunch of noodles, Jeremy said something funny.
Oh, no.
I forget what it was. So I laughed while I was swallowing, so the noodles went up my throat and up my nose.
I knew this was going to happen.
So then I was trying to breathe the noodles.
Noodle boogers.
So then I was trying to breathe. The noodles actually started coming out of my nose.
That's gross.
And at that moment, my mom walked into the room and was like, what is that? I said, my lunch. She said, okay, and picked up the noodles in my bowl that already came out of my nose and ate them.
Oh, no. Ew. I bet that felt weird. Did he pull him out of his nose?
So I hope you liked my story.
That's so disgusting, Tim.
From the number one noodle, Tim.
Noodle buggers.
That'd be weird.
That would be weird.
It's like that feeling of picking a booger out of your nose, but
it just keeps coming. Let's not talk about that.
You know, you could get a loop going.
Oh, Daniel. Let's just stop.
Out the nose, in the mouth, out the nose, in the mouth. The process of doing that is really
hard. How much you enjoy this? I'm just wondering, why don't you enjoy doing the sinus rinse?
Because I don't enjoy running noodles through my nose.
It's just not running noodles.
I mean, the sinus rinse is kind of like, here, let's pretend you're drowning yourself through your nose.
Ah, you get over that feeling.
And yeah, when you die.
I'm not dead.
The world starts fading and I go to a better place, my friend.
Dead. And I like the sinus rinse.
The neti pot isn't any more appealing to me because I don't like the idea of pouring tea down my nostril.
It really does look like a little kettle. That seems like I would burn.
Tea, Earl Grey, in a neti pot, please. So thank you, Tim and Kibble Muffin for your funny stories. If you would like to send us some funny stories, voicemails, anything like that, or feedback on this, and especially please give us a funny story on where you think Jeremy is and why he hasn't been here.
That would be amazing. Or you could send us an audio drama and we might would read it.
Oh, yeah. Wait, we would play an audio drama or read a script.
Yeah, I'm talking about them sending us a script.
Oh, okay.
Like a story.
Oh, okay.
Where there would be three of us, assuming that...
And one of us dies.
Ooh, it could be an audio drama about where Jeremy is.
Oh, that'd be cool. Tintin, come in next whenever. Tintin. So please send us your funny stuff. Feedback at cleancomedypodcast.com or call 903-231-2221. And you can leave a message on there any time of the day, any day of the week, any week of the month, any month of the year, any year of the decade, any decade of the century, century of the millennium.
I think they got it.
And any millennium of...
Okay. 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 Just don't type in all caps. Okay. Because Daniel reads it in all caps.
You can also get the show notes for this episode by going to cleancomedypodcast.com/16. See that picture of the frog cloth.
The frog rag.
I can't talk.
Frog rag.
Frog rag.
You can call it frog cloth if it's easier
I was trying to say it, but like my brain kept saying frog lag.
No.
Or like it could be flog flag. Rog flag.
Okay.
Flag rog.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Great meal for Klingons.
Speaking of frogs, there is a fly in here.
We need a frog.
We do.
You should go get the frog rag.
I should.
And kill the fly. Mm-hmm. And then I wouldn't have to use the frog rag.
Oh, I don't use fly swatters. I use dishcloths to kill flies. I do. It's my weapon of choice.
I have a slightly different weapon of choice that I like for killing flies. I'm looking in this junk drawer next to my desk because I thought I had it in here.
I think I know what it is.
I don't have it in there. I'm unarmed. It's a rubber band gun.
I knew it.
Expertly made by the Amish, ironically.
Precise aim. Very good aim.
But you mentioned fly swatter. When I was a kid, I called it fly swatter. And I thought it was two words, flice and water.
Flice water.
So I thought like it had the power of water somehow. There was a bat. Like a baseball bat that came out that was for, I don't know, wiffle ball or tennis or something.
But this
commercial was like, have the power of water in your bat swing. And it was that the bat had
help
water.
You swing?
I don't know what it was supposed to do.
I think it weighted it. I think it weighted it while you were swinging. So it gave you more power, the power of the wiffle bat.
You can beat all of your wiffle bat friends with the power of the wave bat. It has water.
Why are you talking like that?
That's the way I probably sounded as a kid.
Oh, goodness.
Listeners, you can also go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the send a voice message tab over there and record a message right from your computer. Or sing us a little song, do a little ditty, whatever.
We've got a little ditty.
We've got some really cool stuff coming up to share in a future episode, but I wanted to make sure I waited until the mysterious Jeremy comes back so we could share it in an episode with him. But we've got some great feedback and videos and awesome trailer for a movie coming out about one of our listeners.
I can't see.
Created by one of our other listeners. So listeners, watch for that over at cleancomedypodcast.com. Again, you can get all the feedback information and more over there. And please leave a rating and review in iTunes. Just go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the subscribe in iTunes button there. It takes you to iTunes, buy a whole bunch of stuff while you're there. And also leave a rating and especially a written review. And we would love you for that. We love you anyway, but we would love you even more than that. And then, like, we might send you kisses through the mail. No, probably not. But speaking of sending things through the mail, if you're interested in helping us promote this podcast or any of the others on Noodle Mix Network, send us an email with your mailing address and I will send you some business card things for our podcast that you can pass around, stick it in someone's Bible at church as a special spiritual motivation.
Put it in your lip and pass gas with it.
Oh my. Not in church though. But just email us or contact us through any of the means we have and we'll mail that to you. And your information will be kept private, so don't worry. We'll just post it online so everyone else can misuse it.
We'll burn it. Yeah. We'll burn it.
So check out the show notes once again over at cleancomedypodcast.com/116 and everything else over at the website over there. And join us when we do this podcast live every Wednesday evening at, this is our summer schedule, 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. That's GMT-4. That's our summer schedule for now. And that will last just through the summer. We've got a bunch of cool people in the chat room right now. Aliascape, Rose is dancing for Christ, Mary, Dachshund, Skittles, and several Anonymouses.
We have Dachshund over there. Two.
There. Whoa.
Second Dachshund.
The sequel to Dachshund, Dachshund 1.
Dachshund 2.
Twice as vicious, twice as docky, twice as zenny. It's Dachshund 2.
Twice as witty, twice as sarcastic, twice the Jeremy hater.
Twice the mustache. Join us for Dachshund 2, Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m.
Maybe,
at noodle.mx.
Maybe Dachshund 1 stole Jeremy. And Dachshund 2 is taking his place in the chat room.
Whoa. Maybe Dachshund 2 is Jeremy brainwashed to be a Dachshund clone.
My goodness.
Oh, my. This is terrible. This is terrible. Well, speaking of terrible things, we have to end this podcast. You can decide which one of those things, those two things, is the terrible thing. So check out everything and follow us on Twitter. I'm at twitter.com/theramennoodle. You can follow Jeremy at twitter.com/fleagon. That's, well, if you can spell it, then you deserve to follow him.
Oh, and you can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/jennysnook.
And your name is?
My name is Jenny.
So next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing because you're not the only one. Thanks for listening.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
The Ramen Noodle is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our podcasts like this one over at noodle.mx.